This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Thursday, April 23rd, 2020. As of this morning, Jefferson County Public Health reports 28 confirmed COVID-19 cases in our county, with no new cases reported for a full 2 weeks. Of the 747 tested to date, 710 or 95% tested negative, while 5% tested positive for the presence of the virus. 9 people are now awaiting test results. These numbers reflect the shortages in availability of COVID-19 screening and represent less than 1% of our population tested. This contrasts the statewide number of 12,494 confirmed cases with an increase of 212 cases during a single 24-hour period earlier this week. With regard to the local results, County Health Officer Dr. Thomas Locke cited that one positive side effect of the pandemic is that people are washing their hands and that it has impacted influenza. Flu season ended in March and testing for it has dropped to zero. A second wave of the virus could occur in the fall, corresponding with flu season, so it's not the time to ease up. While it is unlikely that high school graduation ceremonies will occur this year as planned, the Port Townsend School District has confirmed aspects of commencement planning, according to a report on the unofficial Jefferson County, Washington News Facebook page. Seniors can pick up their ordered graduation products from 11:15 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. next Thursday, April 30th, in the high school parking lot. This includes announcements and other ordered items. Caps and gowns are not included. Chimicum and Quilcene High Schools have yet to announce their graduation plans. Throughout the COVID-19 emergency, local districts are stressing that time off from classroom instruction does not represent a vacation from learning. In a message to students, Port Townsend High School Principal Carrie Earhart sought to dispel the myth that students who do nothing will still receive credit for their spring semester classes. And without this credit, students of any grade may need to make up the credit at a later date or not graduate when they expect it. Teachers are conducting Zoom-based classes and holding online office hours, so an effective system is in place, according to the district. Lots of food news today. The Jefferson County Public Health Department recently conducted sanitation audits of all 29 grocery stores throughout the county, providing operational guidelines for staying open during the COVID-19 emergency. This includes establishing a hand washing station at entry, which customers are required to use, 6-foot increments, one-way aisles, and plexiglass screens are safety measures that you have probably already seen. Of the 29 stores visited, 2 received exemplary remarks, while some others were not practicing good sanitation and social distancing, according to an email acquired by KPTZ. The audit included the larger chain stores and small convenience stores. Of the 29 stores visited, 2 received exemplary remarks for their sanitation practices. While some of the smaller stores were implementing changes such as curbside pickup, the installation of physical barriers, they weren't always practicing good sanitation or social distancing. To this end, the health department provided information on where they could obtain community-made masks and information on how to make sanitizing and disinfecting solutions. The primary purpose for doing this was to understand what we need to do to help grocery stores and to understand the barriers to implementing social distancing and enhanced sanitation disinfection processes, according to a department spokesperson. The county declined to provide the specific names of the stores, which were recognized as either exemplary or cited as needing help. The Uptown Port Townsend Farmers Market is opening this weekend. In a newsletter, Market Director Amanda Milholland said this year's market will have a different appearance than in years past. 15 different vendors will participate, spread over a single block set 10 feet apart from each other. The new market will include hand washing stations along with capacity limits and controlled entry exit points. During this time, the farmers market abandons its role as a community meeting place. Instead, it becomes a place where people can purchase quality local food and support its growers. The market operates from 9 a.m. to noon for the duration of the emergency. The Chimicum and Port Townsend Wednesday markets are scheduled to respectively open in June and July. And the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce has posted a handy directory on its website listing 53 local restaurants that are now open for takeout business. The list, which you can print out and put on the refrigerator, classifies the restaurants by type, including phone numbers, hours of operation, and whether it is a takeout or curbside delivery operation. For the full list, go to the Chamber's website. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.